Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge is ordering sworn testimony by Trump administration officials about efforts made to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a Tuesday hearing, the Maryland judge said Trump officials defied a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The U.S. and Salvadoran governments each said they were unable to bring back the man, but the judge dismissed those statements as two very misguided ships passing in the night. The Trump administration claims Abrego Garcia is in the MS-13 gang, but his attorneys deny the allegations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Harvard's challenge to the Trump administration over funding cuts could test the limits of government power.
President Trump's administration says it will freeze $2.2 billion in federal research grants for Harvard, which is pushing back on his demands for changes to campus policy. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Harvard has not taken the president or the administration's demands seriously.
Harvard law professor Nicholas Bowie says what the Trump administration is doing is lawless.
To comply with the Trump administration's latest demands, I think, would spell the end to a free higher education system in the United States.
Harvard becoming the first university to openly defy the Trump administration as it demands sweeping changes to limit activism on campus. I'm Julie Walker.
A shooting at a Dallas area high school wounded four students and drew a heavy police response to the campus. Authorities said they've identified a suspect in the shooting Tuesday afternoon but made no arrest. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points, the Nasdaq dropping 8, the S&P 500 lower by 9. This is SRN News. Make that 71 pro-life sanctuary city.
Councilmen in Mullen, Texas have voted to apply that designation to their town, meaning it will bar the performance of any abortion within city limits and will not promote the practice elsewhere. Numerous small cities and towns across the country have been joining the sanctuary movement, which was sparked by liberal cities declaring themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants in recent years. Many of the unborn sanctuary cities are in Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on state abortion bans that a lower court judge has struck down as unconstitutional. But even if the state high court agrees with those rulings, abortion in Wyoming may remain largely unresolved. There are two state laws in place that the court is not considering. One requires Wyoming's only abortion clinic to be licensed like all other surgical centers. This is SRN News. One of baseball's most impactful and iconic players and individuals is once again being honored this year. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Jackie Robinson's legacy is being celebrated around the major leagues with the day named for the first black baseball player of the modern era. Players, managers, coaches, and umpires wore Robinson's number 42 on the field Tuesday, marking the 78th anniversary of his debut for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rickey. I'm certainly delighted with my contract.
After his successful 10-year playing career, Robinson campaigned for civil rights, was active in politics, and spoke out about baseball's lack of minority managers and personnel at MLB headquarters. On opening day this year, 6.2% of MLB players were black. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.